Sibonga Nkosi ukuba sithole futhi ithuba lokuba sihlangane.
We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to meet together.
Siyacela ukuthi ube kanye nathi.
And we ask you to be with us.
Usebenze ngomangaliso kuzo zonke indawo lakushunyezwa khona ivangeli.
Work, Lord, in a marvelous way wherever the gospel is being preached. That this day would indeed be the day of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
In Genesis 9 verse 6,
iBhayibheli,
the Bible says,
ochitha igazi lomuntu, igazi lakhe liyakuchithwa ngabantu.
Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed.
Ngokuba uNkulunkulu wamenza umuntu ngomfanekiso wakhe.
For in the image of God he made man.
Kodwa phela namhla akusekho lokho eNingizimu na-Afrika.
Now of course that is no longer possible in South Africa.
Sebakuchitha lokho kushiwo eBhayibhelini ukuthi umuntu uchitha igazi lomuntu ukuthi ngabantu nelakhe lidinga ukuchithwa.
This biblical principle from the Bible here of whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, has been laid aside.
Bakuchitha.
And has been destroyed.
Ngoba babusi banamuhla phela bayakuchitha okuseBhayibhelini.
Because modern day rulers brush aside and destroy what is in the Bible.
Namhla ngomhla ka 2 ka February kwisonto lobungcwele bempilo la iningizimu na Africa.
Today, this day of the 2nd of February 2003, this is celebrated or commemorated as Sanctity Life Sunday.
Empeleni kungo 1 February.
In actual fact, it was the 1st of February.
Kodwa amaKristu athi akube ngesonto lokuqala ke elincikene no 1. Namhlanje ke ku 2 yikho kugujwa lento namhlanje.
The Christians in South Africa agreed that let's choose the first Sunday after the 1st of February. That is why it happens to fall on this day, the 2nd.
Namhla kunyaka wesithupha ex president Mandela esayina ukuthi unina angayibulala ingane yakhe ngaphandle kwecala.
It is now 6 years since the ex president of South Africa, President Nelson Mandela, signed into law the abortion law that a mother can, without any judgment from the law, can freely abort her baby.
Kuze kube namhlanje ke kule mnyaka eyisithupha.
And now until today, 6 years on,
kubulewe izingane ezu 285,000.
There have been 285,000 babies killed. Blood is being shed.
Esabelelweni sekhulu nesithupha.
In the Psalms 106,
verse 38, kuthiwa bachitha igazi elingenacala. Igazi lamadodana amadodakazi abo.
It says, and they shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and daughters.
Kulukhulu ukuthi umuntu akumukele ngengqondo.
It is mind-boggling.
Uma kuthiwa basukela esinye isizwe babulala ingane zabo.
Kodwa ukuze kubulawe
amadodana namadodakazi akubo into inqaba.
If it had said that they shed the blood of children of another nation, we might put it down to plain hatred or racism. But that people destroy the blood and kill their own sons and daughters.
Uhulumeni ke wakithi obusayo namuhla washaya umthetho wathi akusisi isono uma ubulala indodana noma indodakazi yakho.
It is this present government which has established the law that it is not sinful to kill your own son or daughter.
Kodwa uma usucabanga ukuthi unecala elingakanani phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu, uma usukhulelwe uyichithe leyo nzalo, leyo ngane seduze nenhliziyo yakho, ubulala umuntu oyindodana noma indodakazi yakho. Hayi, ngithi isibindi sowesifazane sihlule sikaSathane.
But if you think of the tremendous guilt, think of the weightiness of this act of destroying that baby which is closest to your heart, in other words, killing your own son or daughter, I can only say, well, a woman is more courageous than the devil.
USathane ubazi into ayenzayo lapho eqonda u-Eva. Ubebona ukuthi uba kamzuzu u-Eva, nginqobile umhlaba.
Satan knew what he was doing when he targeted Eve, for he knew that through Eve he could conquer the world.
Ukuba nibe nesibindi sokubulala amadodana namadodakazi enu,
that you can gather together courage to go and kill your own sons and daughters and murder them?
America.
In America.
California.
In California.
Kukhona owesifazane.
There's a certain woman.
Igama lakhe Elaine.
Her name is Elaine.
Yena nendoda yakhe banamadodakazi amathathu.
She and her husband have three daughters.
Le ndaba yakhe yavezwa ngoJanuwari 1990.
Now her story came to light in January 1990.
Lapho bethola indodakazi yabo yesithathu.
When they received their third daughter,
bajabula kabi.
They were so glad.
Bambonga uNkulunkulu ngesipho singaka.
And they praised God for such a gift.
Bathi uNkulunkulu sibusisile.
They said, Lord, you have blessed us. In other words, we have a complete family now with three children. And she embraced her child to her bosom.
Ukuze ukwazi kubumba umuntu ophelele emncane kangaka.
And holding this child, she said, oh God, how great you are to have created such a perfect human being.
Bese usiphe ingane enhle kangaka eyigonile ngengalo zakhe.
Now she was embracing this child with her arms, and she said that you've given us such a wonderful child. She was actually in a store shopping and was walking, and she had her child with her. Then from the supermarket she drove home. Went home, it was after lunch.
Wangena motweni, wayibeka ingane. Enamehlo a brown.
She put her child into her seat, the brown-eyed little daughter.
What driver, etu driver uyekhaya.
And she intended on driving home.
Lape driver. Imcabango yakhe yahamba yaze yafika endaweni lapho ingajwayele ukuya khona.
But as she was driving, her thoughts ran to a subject that she was not used to thinking.
Ngoba bengakatholi umntwana wakhushuza ingane embili wabulala ingane embili.
Because before she had received this child, they had aborted two of their babies. And then she thought about the two babies which she had murdered. She had very deep thoughts about it. And she thought along the following lines. These two children have never enjoyed the privilege of being embraced by the loving arms of their mother. And neither has the mother enjoyed being able to embrace her two children. I murdered these two children. And she says how she had always tried to suppress these thoughts in the past. She never wanted to admit that they were actually children. She had always just said it's something just to be terminated and thrown away. It's just an abortion.
Uthi kodwa msukwane phenduka abe umKristu.
But when she got converted and became a Christian,
uthi khona lapho ehlangana noJesu,
immediately
wakhumbula ukuthi iyabosheni isono.
Immediately when she found the Lord Jesus, she knew that abortion was sin. She had prayed just very lightly, Lord, forgive me. But she had never experienced the grief and the mourning of having killed her own children.
Kodwa namuhla evela le drive imoto ecabanga lezo ngane mbili wayidonsa imoto wayiseceleni wayimisa emgwaqeni.
But on that day, as she was driving with her child on the way back from the grocery store, it so overwhelmed her that she stopped the car and parked to the side of the road.
Athi konje ingane yami yokuqala engayibulalayo ngayisine eminyaka emingaki manje.
And she wondered to herself, now that first child which I aborted, I wonder how old it would be right now.
Neyesibili engayibulalayo.
And the second one which I had aborted,
ngabe ingakanani manje.
I wonder how old it would be as well.
Kazi ukuthi bezobukeka kanjani. Kazi ukuthi namehlo abo abezoba brown yini
What would they look like? I wonder whether they would have brown eyes like my other three children. I wonder what they would have said about their three sisters.
Uti umunyu, ukhala, ukdabuka, ubuhlungu abuzwayo ukuyisola. Ethi, hey, uma umuntu ebulala umuntu, isono esikhulu, kodwa mina ngabulala ezami ingane, ngayinquma.
And she testifies of how, while pondering upon those thoughts, the grief, the pain, the anguish that overtook her when she thought that of this wasn't other people's children. I didn't kill other people's children. I murdered my own children.
Uthi wakhohlwa waze waphimisela kakhulu kwathi hey mina ngabulala ingane zami ziphila ziphila kimi.
She cried out in the car, oh, I have murdered my own living children. While they were in me, I destroyed them.
Uthi wehlelwa kuyisola ukudabuka kwaba njengegagasi elimnyama elimbozayo.
She said the mourning that came upon her, the grief and the anguish, which was like a black cloud that just overtook her. She said she experienced a pain that she had never ever experienced before. She said, I cannot bear this pain alone.
Ngoba mina ngizokuma phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu. Nginegazi ezandleni zami, ngibulale ingane zami ezimbili.
And this guilt I cannot bear alone. Who, what will I be like before God, having murdered my own two children?
Wakhala wathi, "Hawu Nkulunkulu, ngingumbulali, ngabulale zami ingane, ngayinquma."
And I have their blood on my hands, and she cried out to God, "Oh Lord, I've killed my own children."
Uthi ekhaleni kwakhe wakhumbula lezo ngane ezimbili ezincane.
And she says, even while she was crying out, she was thinking of those two little children.
Wathi, "Hawu Nkulunkulu, ngiyadabuka ngoba lezo ngane zami azange zibuze ubumnandi bengalo zami. Zazizwa zezwa ngesandla sami esibi esabanqumayo."
And she called out and said, "Lord, they've never felt the warmth of my loving human motherly touch. Instead, they've only felt cruel hands destroy them and dismember them." She said, "I longed for my children." But it was too late. She said, the pain I could not bear myself. She said, I could hardly drive the car because of the floods of tears. She felt like the hills and the mountains could just fall upon her and hide her.
What is in taba diligani pezuwami?
And said,
"Hills."
She said, "Hills, fall upon me, for great is my sin. And my guilt is so enormous."
Uthi khona lapho wakhumbula uIsaiah 53:3.
And right there and then she remembered Isaiah 53:3.
Verse 5.
That's verse 5.
Yebo. Walinyazwa ke ngenxa yesiphambeko zami. Waxoxozwa ngobubi bami. Isijeziso sasiphezu kwakhe ukuba ngibe nokuthula. Nangemvimbo yakhe ngiphiliswe mina.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
What are Nkosi Jesu?
She said, O Lord Jesus,
ukuzufe esiphambanweni,
that you died on the cross,
ubufa ngoba uyokhokha icala lami lokubulala.
You died, Lord, to pay for my guilt, my debt of my wickedness.
Kuthi lapho ngikhala ngibuye ngibuke ingane yami lencane enenyanga ezintathu.
She said, as she was crying out to the Lord and also glancing at her little 3-month-old baby in the car, which was blissfully asleep,
efresh, epila,
and was the very picture of health, she said, oh, but the other two, I murdered. You see, sin, before you do it, appears nice and attractive. And Satan entices you through it. For she had had those abortions for convenience sake. She didn't want to have two children before she got married. She wanted to enjoy with her husband freedom. She didn't want the commitment and the accountability that comes with having to look after children. She wanted freedom, and so that's why she had them killed.
Bathi ngaphezu ka 95% kwengane ezinqunywayo ngonina banqunywa ngoba onina bengafuna ukwasha imkhwintsho, bengafuna ukukhalelwa ingane for convenience.
95%,
more
than 95% research has shown of those mothers who have abortions do it simply for convenience sake. They don't want to have to go to the trouble of washing nappies and all the things that go with having babies. They don't do it because they've been raped. Just because they want to have nice times and be immoral. Or because she is threatened with death should she continue with the pregnancy. No, they kill it simply because they don't want the babies. However, However, the time comes when if you've murdered your own child, you will grieve, you'll be in anguish and in pain, calling upon the hills to cover you. You see, when a person mourns like that,
kushukuthi sizwile ngamandla uNkulunkulu esiwatholayo ukunqoba isono.
Now we've heard about the power of God which we can receive to conquer sin. Yes, there is that power to be the witnesses of Jesus. Just two Sundays ago, I mentioned that statistically, should you, through the power of God, just win one person a year, and each one wins another one, just per year, in 33 years, the whole world can be won over for the Lord.
Lapho nimi khona nangempilo yenu ukuthi inhloboni nokuthi nizuza abantu abangaki ngiyathanda lokhu ngikhombisa ukuthi beningalele enkonzweni ubuthongo beniphapheme ukuthi kinina nonke enangiphendulayo ngencwadi ngiyabonga.
I invited you here in the congregation to write me a letter and say what you are doing about it, what the Lord is doing in your life and regarding you winning others to the Lord, the state of your life. And I want to say thank you to the many who did write. I really appreciate it.
Omunye waza wathi hawu uyazi lapho sibuza ukuthi sesizuza bangaki bengilindele ukuthi uzobuza ukuthi nawe usukhubekise noma usukhubekise noma usuxoshe abantu abangaki.
One person then commented to me afterwards that he had expected that after that question of how many have you won, I would go over to the next question is how many have you chased away? How many have stumbled through your life? Maybe you should do a count and look at the people.
Endleleni yabo base bethi hey ukholwa uba kunje angikufuni.
The people who have not been helped, the ones who have said, if this is Christianity, I don't want it.
Uzwile umfowethu omunye umfundisi uthi ngizozuza abaningi eScandinavia kodwa abanye bazonjikela bazonzonda. Ngoba abafuni ingubo abafuni ukuba nje njengoba bedalwa uNkulunkulu bathanda ukuyipenda bathanda ukuthi bagcite igazi uhlabe indlebe namakhala nenkaba nani ofunda iBhayibheli uzwe ukuthi lona lithini ngalokho.
You heard it mentioned by Uncle Friedel, how he said in Scandinavia, that pastor said, there are many that will be won over by the message and will fully accept it, but there are also many who will reject it. There are those who don't want to part from the world, don't want to part from their sinful ways, and them making themselves up to be unnatural, their body piercing in different parts. After all, go and study the Bible and see what the Bible has to say about body piercing. And you'll find that even our young people are being enticed by those who come from the world and try and meet them at funerals and places to try and fish them and bring them into the fashions of the world.
But
I
emanzini sezweni yanini.
But I say to you, if you want the world, then go. Go right into it. If you want to swim in that water, we don't need such people. But those who say, Lord, I need your power, we want such people. Yesterday, a girl was buried in the Kingscliff area. She had studied here at Domino Civita, the mission school. And she had been a help to us at Radio Kwezi in the past. And when she was teaching in an area in the border of Swaziland, she was bitten by a mosquito. Just a small, minor little thing, but she was buried. She was buried yesterday, and she's like one of our own children.
Are there
DSS children here? Well, recognize then that this is a possibility. We didn't expect this girl to leave us suddenly, so quickly. Those who had been to a funeral yesterday came and told me about it last night, and they said they heard marvelous things about this girl at her funeral. There were those who came from far, from where she had been, and said this girl was so different, that she was so unlike others, even though others had come to her and said, but why are you different? Why don't you dress and follow the fashions that we are doing? And she said, well, that's not for me. One person even came by plane to the funeral and said, I've come all this way, coming by plane because of the nature of this girl. She was so different. The clothing that she wore was just so different. It told me what she was like. Some young people say, but can clothing have faith? Well, it shows what you are made of.
Namhlanje ke eKingscliff kungcwatshwa umfana on 11 years.
Now today also in Kingscliff a boy of 11 years of age is being buried.
Yabonake bafana ukuthi ungabizwa uNkulunkulu noma umsemncane.
Do you see, you boys, that you can be called by the Lord even if you're small?
Lengane ibisuka esikoleni ekhaya yafika imoto ka Eskom yamgaya waf.
He had simply been walking from school after school had finished, walking home, and was knocked over by an Eskom vehicle.
He died.
If you're knocked over by a vehicle and killed, you don't have the chance and the opportunity to still make right. You can't go to your mother and say, Mother, I'm sorry for the things I did, or Dad, forgive me for those things. You're instantly dead.
Bebe kelu kutu kufige mi na stumbu sam.
they'd asked me to personally come to the funeral. And also at two different funerals yesterday, I'd been requested to come. But doctors have told me, be careful. Your foot, which has been recently operated on, if you do not give it the proper rest it deserves, may end up being permanently damaged. So yesterday I sent Marius Pretorius. I said, you preach in my place. Today, Arno, and I said, you preach as if though I am there.
Ngabonga ukuzwa lokho. Umfowethu kusho ngoMartin Luthela ukuthi, hey, sukuma ngesibindi. Vula umlomo wakho. Yabona ngesijalmane akusho ukuthi umlomo ubethi vula umlomo wentsha. Inja ine maul.
I'm grateful for what my brother. Ule
njengesilwane. Kodwa emva kwalokho hlala phansi. Abanye abafundisi bayona bashumayela isikhathi eside kakhulu. Ngibona ukuthi balingisa mina.
I'm grateful for to my brother for what he said about Martin Luther's rules of when you stand up to preach, stand up firstly courageously, secondly, and it says literally in German, open your snout and preach boldly, but thirdly, quickly finish what you have to say and sit down. But I think some preachers go the wrong way when they imitate me in preaching a long time.
They preach too long. I don't know whether they are trying to imitate me. Yeah. Asazik. Ochithi igazi lomuntu. Nelakhe lidinga ukuchithwa ngabantu. Ngoba umuntu wadalwa ngumfanekiso kaNkulunkulu.
Now he who spills man's blood, by man shall his blood be spilt. That is God's rule.
Bangcela ukuthi ngikuthinte lokho.
And I'd been requested to make special mention regarding this topic since today is Sanctity Life Sunday.
Uma ubhema, uphuza, uzenza izinto, ulimaze owakho umzimba, usulona itempeli kaNkulunkulu, kuthiwa uNkulunkulu uyokuchitha nawe.
Now just look, if you smoke and drink and spoil your body, you are destroying the temple of God. And the Bible says God will destroy you.
Bese ukuzuza umphefumulo into enkulu kangakanani okudlula umzimba.
And then remember that which is of the soul is of far more importance than the body.
Bengwesinye isibhedlela.
I was in a certain hospital
kulezinsuku.
These days.
Lapho ngingena kuqala.
When I first went in,
ngabona umama.
I saw a mother.
Egijima eza kimi.
She ran to me.
Ethi awu umelo.
She said to me, umelo.
Ungasindiswa ngawe.
I found salvation through you. She ran to me in a way that I thought she was about to embrace me. She stood before me.
ngikutshele ngisemusha ngasindiswa ngawe ushumayela ivangeli.
She said, I want to tell you
namhla sengiyumngamfundisi.
That when I was young, I got saved through the ministry that you were giving. I found the Lord, and today I'm married. I'm the wife of a preacher. Then her husband came. A Dumini. And he said, you are my father, that I heard the gospel was through you, that I got saved was through you. For 6 years, I'd been a preacher in Malelane. Now I'm a preacher in Pretoria. I said, did you know that I'm now, we have, Kwasi Zabantu has opened a station at Malelane?
What, hey? Tintana nami ngizokuthatha ngikuyise Malelane, kuba mhlophe, kubalimi. Khona abalimi abaphambili abaphendukile, basindisiwe namhlanje, bayonisekela, bazonilekelela. Khona lapha, wathi asihlele siye khona.
He said, be in contact with me. Let's arrange together, because there are a number of farmers in that area who have found the Lord and who are genuine Christians, and they will really stand by you in this work. That is wonderful. It's wonderful to find people enthusiastic and zealously running up to one saying, we found the Lord through your preaching. I got saved through your word. That I met them in hospital was because their 16-year-old son had just been driven over by a lorry coming back from school, or he had run across a road. This lorry ran right over him and his head, but he's out of danger. The doctors say that though he's in a coma with a burst blood vessel, they have all hope that he'll recover. And I said, well, how wonderful the Lord's ways. I went to that hospital to visit another patient, and here we meet with them. Dr. Albi is not here this morning in the service. He has been asked by a Jewish group to address them in their synagogue today in Durban. Now remember, the Jews actually worship on the Sabbath and not on Sunday. We Christians worship on Sunday because Jesus rose on Sunday morning. But they don't believe in Jesus, that he rose. And that is why they still keep to the old Sabbath.
Bathi namhla bafuna ukushaya umthetho nala South Africa ukuthi umuntu uma isegula kakhulu
They have asked Dr. Albi to address them on the subject of mercy killing or euthanasia, because in South Africa there is the bill that is up for debate in our parliament, which will legalize passive euthanasia.
Active. Uma uvothela abantu abangababulali uqonda ukuthi nawe necala lalelo gazi. Niyezwa? Uma uvothela umuntu oshaya imthetho njena ukuthi umuntu mayisemdala uyahlupheka ufuna ukuya eholidini kanti salika sikhona sidinga ukuneswa. Noma ikhehla ukuthi umtshela udokotela ukuthi amnike iphilisi noma umjovafe. Obulala umuntu naye obula udinga ukubulawa ngezandla zabantu ngoba wadalwa umfanekiso kaNkulunkulu. Qonde lokho. Uma ke uhulumeni esewuchitha lo mthetho kodwa uNkulunkulu akawuchithanga ngoba uthi uyodlula izulu nomhlaba kodwa izwi lakhe likeke.
And active euthanasia.
Usuzonqunywa ke ukhinyweke ngezandla zikaNkulunkulu.
Remember that if you participate in euthanasia in any way, giving support to those who push for those types of things, and often it's also because of convenience, the young people or the children say, oh, our aged parent is so old and it's so inconvenient, we can't go on holiday and it's such an expense, you are guilty of the shedding of blood. And even if this government should try and destroy this law and legalize what God has said is illegal, God's word abides forever.
Uma uNkulunkulu esebuza ethi kuze mthethe ngaka nanike envothela abantu abanjalo onoqonda ukuthi nabo nihlangene nabo nigengelodwa nzoshanda wonye sogweni.
And if you remember that God will get hold of such people whom he who destroy and kill and shed blood, even if the law doesn't get you, God will do it one day. And remember that you are also guilty, even if you don't actively get involved in euthanasia. But if you support and vote for the people who bring in such laws, you are guilty. You are headed for the same hell if you identify with that sin.
Uzokufa esonweni sakhe kodwa igazi lakhe ngizolibiza kuye. Ngizolibiza kuwe. Angifuni ukuthi igazi lami libizwe igazi lenu libizwe kimina. Yikho ngithi angitshele iqiniso. Uma ulalela, usindisile. Uma ungalaleli, uzibhubhisile. Kodwa uyoyisola kuleli nakwelizayo ingunaphakade.
Don't blame me. It's the Bible which says that. For instance, it says that if you see somebody sinning and you do not warn them, his blood will be called to account. Your hands will be guilty of his blood. That's why I don't want your blood on my hands. This is a command to repent. You, if you obey, you will live. If you disobey, you will die. Let's stand to our feet.
Siyabonga Nkosi konke sesikuzwile.
We thank you Lord for all that we've heard.
Ngiyabonga ngokusebenza kwakho le malelani ukwehla kwabantu emagqumeni beza bezolalela izwi lakho.
I thank you Lord for your working up that malelane, the people coming down from the hills to listen to your word. To be reconciled with you, to get right with you, the living God. And overseas countries.
akhalayo avulekayo ethozani niyoshumayeza.
And those places and countries who open their doors and beg for the preaching of your word.
Sebenza umangaliso Nkosi.
That we should come and share your word. Lord, continue to work in a marvelous way.
Amen.
Amen.